Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, down here, up there, out there to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It was an historic day in the annals of American law because this morning, Stormy Daniels took the stand to do what she does best, and that's spank Donald Trump. The fireworks started before the court was even called to order, right? Because at 7:30 a.m., Trump put up this now-deleted post. I have just recently been told, who is the witness today? This is unprecedented. No time for lawyers to prepare. No judge has ever run a trial in such a biased and partisan way. Wait a second. No time. Did you just say no time to prepare? It did not occur to you or your lawyers that the Stormy Daniels hush money trial might involve an appearance by Stormy Daniels? That's like a cook at Burger King saying, oh, my God, someone ordered a Whopper. What do we do? I had all these kale Caesars ready to go. What if we fried them? Trump's lawyers tried to prevent Stormy from testifying today before she took the stand. Trump's team objected to her including any details of any sexual act to which prosecutors promised details that are too salacious will not be admitted, and that in terms of the sexual act, it's not going to involve any description of genitalia. Boo! We want to hear about his itsy bitsy teeny weeny. Those aren't polka dots linguini. Now, what we did get, there you go. Is that it? That makes sense?
Yep.
What we did get was a thorough retelling of their one night of passionate sexing when Trump and Stormy became the celebrity couple Stumpy. What? I'm sorry. I forgot. Not supposed to describe his genitalia. Now, as super fans may recall, Stormy met Trump in 2006 at a celebrity golf tournament when he was 60 and she was 27. Stormy testified that Trump invited her to dinner through his bodyguard and that once she arrived at his hotel, he emerged wearing silk or satin pajamas. Ashante, my dear, feast your eyes. Feast your eyes on my slippery torso. Are you ready for sex dinner? Stormy, of course, took it all in stride, asking him, does Mr. Hefner know you stole his pajamas? Well, it was an open casket, and they were up for grabs. Really? Okay. Like, you know when you grab the tablecloth and the plates stay right there? Stormy made Trump change into real clothes, but they still didn't make it to dinner. Instead, Trump talked endlessly about himself and showed her a copy of a new magazine that featured him on the cover. Stormy interrupted and said, are you always this rude? You don't even know how to have a conversation. To which he responded, I know I am, but what am I? Stormy then told Trump that someone should slap him with the magazine, and then she spanked him with it, quote, right on the butt. There it is, his presidential legacy. Forget the Lincoln Memorial. One day, school children will travel to Washington, D.C. to see the Trump Monument. Now, nice. Got a nice scale there. After the spanking, Stormy said that they sat down to dinner in the hotel suite where she asked about Melania, and he told her not to worry because they didn't even sleep in the same room. Yes, we're having trouble falling asleep in the same bed because she snores and I bang porn stars. Trump also paid Stormy the ultimate compliment, telling her, you remind me of my daughter. At one point, Trump asked Stormy about venereal diseases in the adult industry, asking her if she ever had a bad test. "Because I passed mine with flying colors. Person, woman, man, camera, STD. Then, when dinner ended, Stormy went to the bathroom in Trump's suite and saw a leather-looking toiletry bag. Nope. Again, we're not supposed to describe Trump's genitalia. When adopt kit, if you recall. When she came out of the bathroom ready to leave, Stormy found Trump on the bed wearing only his boxers and a T-shirt, a moment she likened to a jump scare. It's all in the new horror movie, Saw, Donald Trump's Penis. There we go. We're rolling now. Now we're going someplace.
Yeah, there we go.
Now we're moving. Whew. At the end of her testimony, Trump's legal team moved for a mistrial, arguing that the testimony was overly prejudicial and that the government was asking questions to inflame this jury. And it is dangerous to inflame that jury. Do you know how much gas Donald Trump has released into that courtroom? So overall, it was a tough day for Trump, but at least it was made worse because Eric Trump was there, which means he finally learned about the birds and the bees. Objection, Your Honor. No, Your Honor, objection. There is no way that woman had sex with my daddy because she didn't once mention him giving a special kiss to her belly button. Because that's where the baby comes out. Now, previously on this trial, yesterday, Trump was threatened with jail time if he violated his gag order again, so he immediately made an appearance outside the court, refusing to be gagged.
The gag order. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
How about tomorrow? Now. Now. There's somehow still more news about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Seen here making a hot dog. Noem can't seem to escape the story that she killed her puppy, mostly because she won't shut up about it. Last night, she went on the Fox News and was asked whether she regretted including the story in her book.
Everybody's known that story for years. That's what most people don't realize is that in South Dakota, they've used that story to attack me and my political campaigns for years. I wanted people to know the truth.
So let me get this straight. Everyone who's heard the story has used it to attack you, so you make it the centerpiece of your book? It reminds me of Bill Clinton's presidential memoir, My Life Banging Interns.
Wow.
Now, it's a good book. It's not just recreational puppy side. Noem also continues to be called out for a passage in her book where she claims to have met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, something which never happened. Now, last night, on News Nation, Noem was asked about the Kim Jong-lai, and she rolled out this nifty new excuse.
Your spokesman told Politico that the world leaders' names were conflated in the book. What does that even mean?
What it means is that I've met with many world leaders, many of them.
Did you meet with Kim Jong-un?
Some of them are in the book, and some of them are not in the book.
But why did you remove it? Is it because it's untrue, that passage?
No, this is something that I think is, I'm not going to talk about.
But clearly, if you're taking it out of the book, it's because it's untrue.
I've given you my answer. No, and that's not the answer.
The answer is the answer, which is the final answer, Regis. I'd like to phone a friend. Hello, can you call in a bomb threat to News Nation, please? Oh! This is juicy and dishy. Last night was the Met Gala. Every year, glamour. Every year here in New York City, the Met throws the most exclusive and opulent party. Last night's theme was The Garden of Time, based on a 1962 short story about elites living in a utopia of leisure, art, and beauty, while an encroaching and chaotic mob draws nearer every hour. A little on the nose, guys. I'm guessing next year's theme is going to be, they've breached the doors. Quick, hide behind the Chagall. Let's take a look at the hot Luke's. Bad Bunny stopped by on the way to Puss in Boots' funeral. Cardi B came as an elegant oil spill. And action star Michelle Yeoh made a dramatic escape from a Jiffy Pop. What? I'm being told in my deaf ear that we have urgent animal news coming in. Yes, we have breaking zoos. Today's breaking zoos comes from China, where zoo-goers were outraged to discover the panda exhibit was actually dogs dyed black and white. Of course, there's a simple explanation. The dogs are in a Christy Gnome protection program. Here she comes. I'm a panda. Yum, yum, bamboo. Nothing to shoot here. I'm endangered. There you go. Let's take a look at these cleverly disguised canines. Dude. Who's black and white and cute all over? You are. Yes, you are. The zoo apologized for attempting to trick their customers and offered them a free visit to see their mangaroo. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Tiffany Haddish.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hello, my friends. My first guest tonight is an Emmy and Grammy Award-winning comedian you know from Girls Trip and her stand-up comedy specials. She has just written a new collection of essays called I Curse You With Joy. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tiffany Haddish. I love that dress.
Thank you. It feels good, too.
It's like hugging a Naga hide couch.
Yeah, I know, right? But it's fake.
It is?
I don't know. Oh. It don't smell like a real animal. It smells...
All right.
Smells like a mixture of something.
Yeah. Nice to see you again. We've had a lot of fun together on the show.
Know.
It's been too long since you've been here in person.
Yeah, 5 years, man.
5 years. And the last time you're here, you brought Billy Crystal with you.
Yeah, but...
You brought another man, and I'm not into that scene.
I brought Billy Crystal through the Zoom, though.
Oh, that's right.
That was through a Zoom.
That was through
I was
Zoom.
Still saving my heart for you, but then I ran into you at the Emmys, and there was your wife.
I should have mentioned that I was married. I should have. That's on me. That's on me, and I apologize. Evie
she
says
was
hi.
So nice, though. She was really
she
nice.
She is. I like
She
her.
Called you Mr. Softy when we was talking about you.
How have you been doing? What's been going
on? I've been really good. I've been, you know, just living life.
You've made a few changes, though. I understand that you've tried this new thing, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Exercise.
Yes.
I hear good things. What's that like?
Now, I've been doing it. At first, I was doing it, you know, back in the day before pandemic and stuff and beginning of pandemic, I was doing it for like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Now I'm doing it for 50 minutes, waking up super early in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Waking up early in the morning, exercising for about 50 minutes, and then wash my ass and go back to sleep.
Wow, and go back to sleep afterwards.
And go back to sleep afterwards.
You can go to sleep after you're all jacked up on the endorphins from working out?
Mm-hmm, because I'm tired anyways.
What do you
I don't know if you know this about me, but I take naps in strange places.
Really? Are you one of those people's gifters who can just fall asleep whenever they want?
Yeah, well, if I'm not talking, it's a wrap.
If there's any point in one of my questions you want to just nod off for just a second, I will not be offended.
Okay, good.
Now, you have a new book.
Yes.
Right here, as I said. It's called... It's called I Curse You With Joy... And first of all, I love that term, I curse you with joy. What does that mean? Is that like, may you live in interesting times? What does that mean?
Well, it was just something I came up with because, okay, I've been saying it to audiences for years because I curse you with joy. Like at the end of the show, I always say it. But I put the book, the title of that, I Curse You With Joy, because I feel like with the internet and everything, people are just saying so many negative things all the time, just putting out all this negativity. And I feel like your words are so powerful. I mean, the first thing most people learn how to do, I didn't, but most people learn how to spell, right? You casting out these things and your words create energy and they affect people.
When they learn how to spell, I mean like cast a spell?
Yeah, words, you spell. Every time I speak, what I say, it has a power over you. Don't you feel it?
I do feel it.
I feel like when you put words out into the universe, out into the world, on the internet or whatever, a lot of people put out these negative things and they're casting curses. You're putting out bad energy, bad stuff. And I feel like when I see that and a lot of it comes towards me and I think to myself, dang, they must be really unhappy. They must not have any joy. So I curse you with joy. You must be hurting. Wow. So I curse you with joy.
That's a very generous response to other people's negativity. That's mm-hmm. worth emulating.
Yeah, and then I get on my fake page and I call them all kind of fat bitches.
And then and right back to bed.
And then I have to curse myself for some joy.
Now,
I'm a human, man. I'm not perfect.
You write about, like, you didn't always have the confidence that you do now, but you talk about gaining confidence in this book. Tell the people how you gained that big Tiff energy.
Well, first of all, I don't feel like I ever really had confidence. I don't even think I got confidence now. I think I'm courageous, okay? I like, challenge myself and, like, be...
Right.
You know, hey, but the big Tiff energy is when, and you should read it, because if you had read it, you would know.
Well, but wait, I do know.
You
I
do know,
know
you
but
know,
I want you,
know, you
to tell
You want me
story.
To tell it? I'll yes. tell it. Yes. I'll tell it.
I think it's more appropriate for you to tell this story.
When I had the penis in my panties?
Yes.
Yeah, so in Big Tiff Energy, I was doing this podcast.
You understand how that would be harder for me
to say. I would just love to hear you say you had a penis in your panties, Tiffany. I'd be like, yes, I had a penis in my panties. It's
Tiffany,
not a real penis.
Tiffany.
It was a prosthetic penis. Okay, you
do
know what?
Tell, do
chapter.
Tell me. Tiffany, tell me about the time you had a prosthetic penis in your panties.
Okay, so what had happened was I did this podcast, right? And the host of the show gave me a prosthetic penis, and it was, like, kind of limp. And it was, like, sitting on my...
A parting gift?
A parting gift. It was my gift for being on a podcast. This is before fame, bro. And so... lots of limps. So I put it on my dresser, and I would go to the comedy club, and it was just like, you know, I wasn't getting no respect. Like, people were cool with me, but they wasn't really, like, inviting me to do sets and stuff. And I was like, what's this? Like, it's a boys' club. I don't get it. And then one day, I decided to put the prosthetic penis in my panties and just see how people treat me. And I noticed I started walking different. It's something about... Something about having a limp, you know, prosthetic yeah. penis in your panties, you move a little different, everything. And,
sure.
and maybe my energy was different. I don't know. But men was like, hey, Tiff, good to see you. How you been? They were like talking to me
yes.
and like, hey, you want to come to dinner with us? We going to do this. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm down to go to dinner. Like, I don't know. When I was doing my comedy, it was like bigger and better because I think I had a penis in my panties. It just made me stronger. I was ahead of my time, man. I was ahead of my time.
Let me ask you something. When these people would hug you, was How closely would they be
they
hugging you?
They couldn't feel it. They couldn't feel it.
All right.
I even wore it a couple times with a skirt on just to see, you
know.
Make sure it did. Like, if it fell out, it would have been hilarious. But when,
do you recommend this?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I walked different. And now I feel like I kind of still carry that walk. Like, if I'm feeling low, I try to remember, like, oh, you know, where your penis at?
And people ask me this sometimes. What do you think you'd be doing if you hadn't ended up doing this, if this hadn't worked out for you?
If entertainment didn't work out for me, I think I would be, like, the best sex education teacher ever. Mm-hmm. I would be the best. I would teach about proper hygiene.
Sure.
I would teach about, you know, the different sounds your body makes that nobody tells you about. Like, you know, that I wish somebody would have told me because it made me think that my Tiffanicity was broken. I thought she was broken.
Tiffanicity?
That's her name, Tiffanicity. Because she don't stop. She don't quit. She's full of tenacity. Ethnicity.
What would be, just out of curiosity, if you were the world's greatest sex ed teacher, what would be on the final exam?
Hygiene, definitely hygiene, I think, is number one.
Okay.
And then, like, selection, like, who do you decide to lay down with in the power? Like, laying down with somebody is a real powerful thing. You're sharing your soul with them. I don't know about you men. I don't think y'all got souls anyways, but as a woman.
No, that's fair. That's
I'm just
fair.
Saying, because y'all just do whatever. Y'all can put y'all thing in anything,
right.
And it's like it don't even bother you.
Sure.
You know, it's just like whatever.
A particularly soft clump of moss. We have to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be right back with more Tiffany Haddish. Curse you with joy, the lovely, the talented Miss Tiffany Haddish. What about your love life? Do you have time for that? Because you're so busy now.
Nah, I don't really. See, okay, so, no. I mean, I go on dates and stuff. I love a good free meal. I go on dates all the time.
Any exciting dates lately?
Yeah, I went to a brunch with a guy that was very nice.
Okay.
And he was very attentive and kind to me. And I like that, but, like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm just like, I don't necessarily want to let everybody in. And, you know, I want to make sure they qualify to be inside of my, you know, Tiffanicity.
I understand.
You know, I need to check your credit score. You need to have an EIN.
You need to go for the FICO score?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look at all of it. I'm going to need that. If you don't want to share your, you know, credit karma with me, I will find it. Don't worry. I want them to have an EIN number.
Employee identification number?
Yes. You already winning. If you don't know what that is, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Right.
Okay? I want to know that you've had employees for a long time, that they like working for you, because that means that you're probably a good leader. Because if I let you inside of me, that means you're going to be leading me, and I need to have a good leader.
I mean, would it be accurate for me to say that you don't want no scrubs?
No scrubs. If he scrubs the kitchen floor and the bathtub, is if he cleans, I don't mind it. I don't mind. I kind of like that. I like acts of service.
You have a lot of revelations in this book about your relationship with your parents, what it's like to be Black in America, the challenges you've had having children of your own. Why are you comfortable sharing your life with the world? Because some performers just want to have like their performance life and not their personal life stays out of the public eye.
Well, I'm comfortable sharing it because I feel like I can't be the only person in the world that's gone through these things. Like, mm-hmm. I think people see, like, oh, you're a celebrity, and they think, oh, your life is so perfect and it's so amazing. But it's not perfect. It's really hard and really difficult. And I'm, like, living in front of everybody. And it sucks some days, and some days it's kind of awesome. But I want people to know that you're not the only person going through crazy stuff. You're not the only one who, you know, made mistakes. And even if you make the mistakes, that doesn't mean that you're not a good person, and it doesn't mean that you can't be where you want to be in life.
That's beautiful. Tiffany, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
so much. It's always lovely to talk to you. I Curse You With Joy is on sale now. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.